Trucking Radio 24/7, the business of trucking, brought to you by UDC Finance. For generations, UDC has financed equipment that helps keep the road transport industry moving. If you're looking for a trusted finance partner to help your business grow, talk to UDC.
Trucking Radio 24/7 with UDC. Let's go to Cam Bagri. And there's growing expectations the Reserve Bank will be cutting interest rates following last week's inflation report. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a move before year end. Financial markets are sort of hedging their bets. They think they might go as early as August. I think that's still too early. I think the Reserve Bank's going to want to see another inflation read and make sure that inflation is still heading south, which is what it did within the June numbers. And encouragingly, your core inflation measures were all headed lower. So, look, touch wood, the Reserve Bank's got scope to cut the official cash rate in November this year.
So how did the transport sector inflation compare basically with general inflation?
Yes, if you look at your headline inflation was up 0.4% in the June quarter. The transport group was down 0.5% in the quarter. Yeah, purchase of vehicles was down. That was slightly offset by a small rise in fuel prices over the quarter. If you look at the 12-month sort of picture, yeah, the transport group is up 3.5% and headline inflation is up 3.3%.
So we had that major international outage on Friday night. I know I was affected. I couldn't get an FPOS card to work, but it was a biggie, Cam.
Yeah, it is. And it looks like it's just another example of what can be described as a rolling maul of supply shocks. You have a look at what's happened to, in this post-COVID world. Yeah, there is a price to pay for being very heavily interconnected. You know, it highlights the danger of, market concentration and having a reliance upon one provider. And guess what, Murray? Yeah, supply chains, they depend critically on technology. And if the technology goes down, whether it be hardware or, in this instance, the software, that very quickly proliferates around the globe and we've got problems.
Weekly benefit numbers are still rising in the country, confirming there's quite a few job losses at the moment, Cam.
There are, and we don't like to see that, but unfortunately, bad news needs to proceed to be in the cake before you get the good news in regard to interest rate relief. So the Reserve Bank has been trying to weaken the economy. That's weak because we've seen firm profitability's taken a hit and we've seen job losses are coming thick and fast. And I think the latest number, there was about 378,000 people, I think, off the top of my head, on a benefit in New Zealand, which is sort of a huge number of people as a proportion of the working age population. But yeah, those numbers are heading north, and that's going to result when we see the next lot of unemployment figures. We're going to see unemployment, I think, in the next 6 to 12 months is going to hit 5%. Yeah, to put that in perspective, at the moment it's 4.3% of the working age population.
Now, I know this is a one that you're particularly concerned about. School attendance, 53.1% of students regularly attending in term two. Regular attendance is 90%. Not really a good omen when they move into the workforce, Cam.
No, it's not. And I'll give you another stat, Murray. On the last day of term, 188,000 students took the day off. That's equivalent to the population of Hamilton. And it doesn't just happen on the last day of term. It happened in Queen's Birthday weekend. We suffered some of this thing called Friday-itis, where school attendance on a Friday is massively below other days of a week. And I look at that, and if we're discounting, not prepared to push the kids into school, just know you've got to be there 5 days in a row. It's a bit of a bad omen in regard to the behaviours you're going to learn when you get out there in the workforce.
Cam Bagri for UDC again. Thank you for your time, mate.